请大家一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in one accord.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们开始下午第二节的灵修课。
In the name of Lord Jesus, begins this afternoon's second period.
我们先来看圣经彼得前书第四章第七节。
Let's enter the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
请看彼得前书第四章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse
7. 万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。在接下来的三堂的灵修课当中。
So in the next three periods of our spiritual convocation.
那么小弟要跟大家分享的这个大主题是谈到在末世当中非常重要的三件事。
So the topic that I would like to share with you are the three things that are very important to us in the end times.
那就是我们现在所读到的这一段经文，我们天上的神所提醒我们的。
So it's like what is the passage here, what God has reminded us all.
所以小弟每一个小时就来谈一个这个主题。
So every hour I will talk about one topic.
我们今天下午先来谈一谈要谨慎自守。
So this afternoon, we'll first look into the topic of to be watchful and vigilant.
我们天上的耶稣基督曾经在路加福音十二章的五十四节以下的经文。
Now Jesus in heaven once had told us that in Luke chapter 51 verse 11.
路加福音十二章五十四节。
Sorry, Luke chapter 12 verse 54.
耶稣他曾经对当时的众人说你们懂得分辨很多的这个自然景观当中那么所带来的一些结果。
Now Jesus told them at the time, the multitudes at the time need to be able to discern the natural phenomenon.
那么就好像说你们看到西边起的云彩就说会下一阵雨，说果然就有了。
Just like when you see a cloud rising out of the west, you know that a shower is coming.
这个以色列迦南地他们的西边是地中海。
So, and to the west of the land of Canaan, it is the Mediterranean Sea.
当这个海受到阳光非常热烈的照射之后它这个海水被蒸发成为水蒸气。
So when the sun shines onto the oceans, then the water will evaporate, becomes vapors.
那水蒸气它上升到空中，累积到一段时间，云层厚了之后，那么往东飘他们说，哎呀，等一下会下雨啊。
So these water vapors will rise to the sky and they will gather, and then when they drift to the east, they will know that the rain is coming.
那么果然就在他们所居住的城市里面下起了雨来。
And indeed, in the city that they dwelt in, that the rain came.
好，那么在五十五节，耶稣又告诉他们说，你们看到南边起了风。
Now in the verse 55, Jesus continues to say that you see this wind blowing from the south.
因为南边是埃及的旷野。
So on the
西乃旷野。
So south is the desert land of Egypt.
那么它是一个干燥型的炎热的气候。
So it is a very hot climate.
所以当这个南风把这种炎热的，把这种干燥的，那么这样子的这个天气形态，那么往以色列地吹的时候。
And when you see that the wind is blowing from the south, that means hot air is being blown into the land of Israel.
那他们就能够从吹南风来判断说，今天天气很炎热。
Then from this, you can tell that today the weather is going to be very hot.
那么接下来是耶稣借这两个，那么自然界当中他们能够去观察判断的，从五十六节以下，耶稣开始就讲话了。
Then from these two observations of nature, from 56 onwards, then Jesus starts to say,
说你们知道分辨天气的气色，怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？
Now you can discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it that you do not discern the time?
那我去看了一下这个分辨到底它的原文是讲什么。
So I had a look into this word, discern.
它的原文是说检视，然后呢进入到一个验证的阶段。
So, in the original text, this word discern means that it's to examine,
你们能够去观察，能够去看这个天气之间的什么起的西风，起的南风，然后透过生活当中的验证，这个事情就兑现了。
So we need to observe first, and then we need to examine what happens, and this is truly the case.
那现在是什么样的时候？难道你们没有办法这样吗？
Now what is the time now? Do you not know?
哦，那么到了五十七节，耶稣又这样讲。
Now verse 57.
哦，为什么不自己审量什么是合理的呢？
Jesus continues to say, why do you not judge what is right?
哦，那这个审量我去看它的原文。
So I looked into this word, judge.
哦，就是说，经过我们啊深深的思考之后所做出的一种选择性的决定。
So it is a decision that has been made after you have deeply thought about it.
当你看到一个现象产生了。
So when you see a phenomenon,
那这样子的现象是透过你们的观察，然后生活的验证去得到的一个结果，它兑现了，在生活当中兑现了。
Now it's something that you observe, and then you will see the results in reality.
那你们怎么没有办法借着这样子的一个现象，然后呢，你们能够静心的去做思考？
So how is it that you're not able to see what's happening now, and then you just ponder upon it?
说现在这个世界的局势已经进入到一个什么样的阶段？
Now what period have we entered into now?
那经过了深思熟虑之后，你们能够做出一个选择，你们能够做出一个选择，哦，那这个选择对你们来讲就是你们以后所要走的路程的一个决定。
So after pondering about it and thinking of it very hard, you need to make a decision, and this is the path that you're going to walk on.
这个世界是什么时候进入所谓的末世？
So when does our world enter into the end times?
我们常常讲哈啊，末世啦，末世啦，哈，末世啊啦，末世啊啦。
We often say that the end times coming, end times coming.
那世界是什么时候进入末世呢？
But when have we entered into this period?
如果我们按照彼得前书一章二十节的经文。
So if we look at First Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
好，我们可以看到圣经告诉我们说，从耶稣基督降生来到这个世界，这个世界就已经进入倒数计数的所谓的末世。
Then we can see that from the time that Jesus came to the world, and we start counting down.
所以我们在末世已经过了两千多年了。
So we're already 2,000 odd years into the end times.
那就好像罗马书十三章十一节我们的神所提醒我们的。
Just like in Romans chapter 13 verse 11 that God has reminded us.
我们的神说，现今啊，现今比你们初信的时候那个得就是更近了。
God tells us that knowing the time now, it is more important than knowing our salvation, that is nearer now.
就是那个世界末日的结局一直在逼近当中啊。
That the time of salvation, it is nearer and nearer.
所以保罗他说哈，趁早睡醒好不好？
So Paul tells us to wake up.
那这个什么叫做趁早睡醒呢？
So what does it mean to awake out of our sleep?
就是说你们应当要趁早及时行动。
That we need to take action.
然后呢，灵里面不要再进入沉睡的状态。
And in spirit, we should no longer be in deep sleep.
那这个都是在圣经里面，我们的神对我们的一种提醒。
Now this is a reminder of from God in the Bible.
从我们肉体的现象来讲，其实我们一个人的生命现象是很短暂的，就七八十年。
Now we know that our lives on earth is very short, only 70 to 80 years old.
那请问你今年几岁了？
How old are you now?
好像小弟今年67岁了。
For example, I am 67 years old.
所以我在想，这个棺材从我的脚底已经埋到脖子了。
So I'm thinking,
很快我就灭顶了。
That I am well into my coffin.
我的一生很快就过去了。
That very soon my life will end.
那如果从圣经的角度来讲，我们生存在这个世代，我们离得就是比以前的世代更近了。
And from the perspective of the Bible, the time that we live in now is nearer to the time of salvation compared to the past.
那我们在整个信仰上，我们那个防卫，我们那个警醒的心，难道不应该让自己升温吗？让自己加速，然后有一个防卫的心理吗？
So in our faith, should we not be more vigilant and be awake?
然后晓得我们在现在这样子的一个世代，我们的生活应当要追求的方向到底是在哪里？
Now we need to know the directions that we need to live in at this time.
我们在一开始谈到的彼得前书四章七节。
So from the beginning, from the First Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
啊，我们可以看到一开始我们的神透过彼得说万物的结局近了。
Now we know that through Peter, God had told us that the end of all things is at hand.
真的现在万物的结局已经很近了吗？
Is this truly so?
好，我们先来看一个啊，圣经当中的预言正在兑现当中。
So let's look at prophecies in the Bible.
啊，我们来看启示录第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
我先跟大家分享第六印。
So this is a sixth seal.
启示录第六章十二节以下的经文。
From verse 12 onwards.
那么六章十二节是谈到我们的神要揭开第六印。
So from verse 12 onwards, it tells us that God will open the sixth seal.
当第六印揭开的时候，我们的神先用两种自然界的两种这个现象一个叫做这个物质界自然界。
Now when the sixth seal is open, two physical phenomena will occur.
用自然界当中这七种现象。
So these are the things that happens naturally.
然后再用人间界当中的七种现象。
And then it follows seven things that happens in man.
然后他告诉我们六章十七节是他的结论。
And the conclusion is written in verse 17.
当这个神愤怒的日子来到的时候，有谁能够在神面前站立得住呢？
That it says that when the great day of his wrath has come, then who is able to stand?
那什么是自然界当中的七种现象呢？
So what are the seven phenomena that occurs naturally?
我们来看十二节。
So verse 12.
第一个，大地震动。
A great earthquake.
再来，日头变黑。
And the sun become black.
再来，月亮变红。
And the moon become black.
天上星辰坠落。
The stars fell from the sky.
然后再来十四节，天挪移位置。
And verse 14, the sky receded.
最后讲到山岭、海岛挪移本位。
And it talks about that the sea and the mountains they will move from its place.
七种我们认为在人的世界当中永远屹立动摇不会变动的。
Now there are the seven phenomena which we had thought that would not be possible.
我们的神说，当我愤怒的日子来到的时候，它全部要产生变动。
But God tells us that when His wrath can come, then all these things will change.
第二个，用人间界的角度。
Now secondly, from the man's point perspective.
我们来看六章十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 6 verse 15.
当神愤怒来临的时候，我们的神用人间的七种阶级的结构。
Now, when the wrath of God has come, and there will be seven things that will happen.
那么第一个叫君王。
That is the kings of the earth.
我们讲的是政权。
So we're talking about authority.
政权能保护我们吗？
Can
it, 免受这个世界末日灾害的侵蚀吗？
Can it protect us from the end of earth?
那第二个讲到臣宰。
And talks about the great men.
十五节那这个臣宰讲的是阶级。
So it talks about status.
我们人类的世界是有阶级的等级划分的。
So in this world, we have all the different statuses.
为什么那么小就把我们的孩子逼得很紧让他能够出人头地孩子千万以后不要去跟垃圾车倒垃圾，对不对？我们在台湾这样教导了。你要当医生，你要当律师。对不对？你要当建筑师，你要走上什么立法委员这样子的一个高等社会的位阶为什么？有权有势吗？
Why is it that you teach your children from young that you want them to become doctors or lawyers and to have great jobs in the future?
所以这个臣宰他是一人之下万人之上表示他是地位崇高的啦。
So this great man is above average.
那他们阶级你站在一个高阶的一个位置，这个阶级能够救你免离神的愤怒吗？
So, would your status be able to save you from the wrath of God?
好，再来讲到第三个叫将军。
And it talks about the commanders.
他讲的是军权。
As it's about the
在一个动荡的动荡的国家里面军权大于政权。
So they have great leaderships, and a country is generally they're high up.
所以我们大家都晓得一句话，叫枪杆子里面能够出政权。
什么意思？
那个拿枪打杀到最后得到胜利的，他才能够抓到政权。
Oh, so that's to say that someone who is able to be victorious in the battle, that they will be able to have the highest authority.
所以在一个
动荡不安的一个国家来一个世代当中，军权绝对是最大的。
So when a country
谁握有军权，谁握有炸弹，那个人就是最大的。
When a country that is shaken up, and whoever has the missiles and have the greatest the militaries, and they will win.
那军权能够让我们免离神的愤怒吗？
But can all this save us from the wrath of God?
再来讲到富富就是钱财，大家急急忙忙一直在追求的钱财。
And talks about the rich man.
那钱财能够保护你不进入末世的危机吗？
Can riches save you from entering into the end of times?
听说乌克兰跟俄罗斯在打仗的时候啊。
When Ukraine and Russia were in battle,
有一些乌克兰人他们花了几十亿的这个他们的金钱去建造一个坚固的地下堡垒啊，
and so,
里面储存了半年以上的食物啊。
And so in Ukraine, there are some people who spent a lot of money trying to build this safe place underground and preserve all their food.
听说还能够防备这个核子弹的侵袭啊。
And I heard that it's able to protect them from missiles.
一时的安全可能可以得到，可是当真正世界末日来临的时候，你能够逃避神的愤怒吗？
Perhaps it will save you,
不接受审判吗？
Perhaps it will save you temporary, but will you be able to save you at the end times, that you know not be judged?
那么再来讲到壮士，是讲到身体健壮。
And it talks about the mighty men, those who are very strong.
100公尺跑8秒，哇，不得了啊！
Who can run 100 meters in 8 seconds?
突破世界纪录。
And beat the Guinness World
Record. 世界末日来临的时候，你能够因为100公尺我跑8秒，跑得比别人快，灾难就追不上你吗？
But when the end days come, are you able to outrun it?
好，再来就讲到一切为奴的自主的。
And talks about every slaves and every free man.
那个是讲到，比如说一切为奴的就是在人的这个制度之下去做生存的啦，我们讲这个白领阶级啦，蓝领阶级啦。
That's everyone that's under the law.
那这个说服在叫你公司叫你早上六点半上班了，乖乖鼻子摸着去，刮风对不对？下雪下雨，鼻子摸着乖乖的去，为什么？因为我是当奴隶的，我是服在人的权下的。
So that is all the workers.
那再来这个自主的，就好像这个喜乐兄一样哈，我早上十点半上班，不然你要怎么样？我今天不大舒服，不大高兴，我跟太太吵架，我就是下午两点才要上班，不然你要怎么样
？Now the free man
管得着我啊，我很自由啊。
They are like they are their own boss, so they can start work whenever they want.
这个叫做自主的啦。
So these are the free men.
那个是。我们的神在这个地方讲到的人类世界当中，用七种不同的阶级讲到谁能够逃避神的愤怒呢
？So God here tells us to demonstrate the point that who can hide from the wrath of God？
那现在我们看到第六印，第六印有两个自然的现象存在这里面。
So we know that the six seals, that two natural phenomena will occur。
我们来看一看，是不是已经进入到非常接近一个末日的一个时期？
So let's look at have we already entered into this time?
我们先来看六章十二节第一个现象。
Let's look at the first phenomenon.
这里圣经谈到说当这个第六印被打开的时候。
Now the Bible tells us that when the seal was opened,
老约翰他感受到哇，这个地大震动，地震非常严重，非常厉害。
Now Elder John felt that it was a great earthquake.
然后整个太阳变成黑色的。
And that the sun turned black.
他的形容是说好像那个黑色的毛布一样密不透风。
He described it as a black as sackcloth.
然后他看到月亮红的好像快要滴血出来了。
And he saw that the moon was so red that it was like blood.
这个谈的是一个什么样的现象呢
？So what kind of phenomenon is this？
我揭秘了我打开这个什么叫潘多拉的盒子
So let me open this the Pandora box for you.
这个叫地球温度上升。逐渐上升，上升两度。
So this is the global warning that is occurring now that the temperature has gone up by 2 degrees.
我们看到现今的科学报道我们地球的温度正在上升当中。
We know that currently we are under the state of global warning.
为什么地球的温度会上升呢
？Why is it that the temperature is increasing？
把那个图片放一下好吗？这个是我最近从美国的 NASA 太空中心所发布的资讯抓到的一个资料。
So recently I have found this diagrams from the website of NASA.
在我们啊所居住的这个啊太阳啊行星系当中啊
，so in the planets that we live in today,
the solar system, 太阳它是恒星不动的。
And we know that the sun does not move.
那么以太阳为中心，周遭有九大行星围绕着太阳在运行。
So orbiting the sun, there are 9 planets.
那你会发现这张图片好像是以地球为中心。
Now it seems like that this diagram showing that the Earth is in the center.
因为每一颗行星都有它的引力。好像我们这个地球有所谓的地心引力。
Because every planet has its own gravity.
那每一颗行星它运转的速度不一样。
And the speed that they orbit is very different.
所以最近我们美国的 NASA 太空中心的科学，这个天文学的研究中心，它放了一个消息。那么它有一个理论，叫行星逐猎论。
So from the NASA scientists, recently they have put out the theory called the planetary alignment theory.
他说我们这些行星因为运转的速度不一样，当它运转到某年的时候，地球会变成中心点。
Now because all the planets, they orbit at different speed, so at a certain point in time, Earth will become at the most center point.
那他们称之为这个叫做恐怖的大十字。
So this is the great cross.
那当这样子的一个天文学的现象形成的时候，会产生什么样的后遗症呢？
Now what happens when this occurs?
他们会共同对太阳产生巨大的吸引力。
So they are all aligned to the sun.
太阳跟地球之间，太阳表面的温度是摄氏6000度。
Now we know that the temperature of the sun is 6,000 degrees Celsius.
我们神安排它跟地球之间的距离，让我们地球能够四季有轮替，春夏秋冬，温度非常合宜。
Now God had arranged Earth to be at a distance so that we're able to experience the four seasons.
但是当这样子的现象逐渐产生的时候
，But when this alignment occurs,
NASA 太空中心的预测是2060年左右，
Now NASA predicts,
那你算一算离现在还有多少时间
？That in 2060, how many years is it from now?
地球温度上升两度。
Now at this time, that the temperature of the Earth will increase by 2 degrees.
因为整个太阳行星系会对太阳产生一个巨大的吸引力。
Because there will be some gravitational force.
那本来太阳表面有它的这个热力组会释放到我们的地球。
Now on the surface of the sun, it is radiating towards the Earth.
那现在吸力引力增加了。
But this gravitational force becomes stronger.
那当引力增加的时候，太阳表面的热力组会大量释放，然后投射到地球来。
So this heat from the sun and will be released in a greater amount than normal and towards the Earth.
所以我去查了一下资料。
So when I looked up and did some research,
我们这颗地球从1880年到1980年这100年当中
that on Earth from 1880 to 1980,
我们地球温度上升 0.74 度。
That the temperature has increased by 0.74 degrees Celsius.
那么从1981年到去年到2023年
，and from
42年的时间
，from 1981 to 2023, and it's span of 42 years.
地球温度上升 0.72 度。
The temperature of Earth has increased by 0.72 degrees Celsius. So the 100 years prior to that was only by 0.74 degrees Celsius.
最近的42年就 0.72 度。
But for the last 42 years, it has increased by 0.72 degrees Celsius.
所以在过去的142年当中，我们的地球温度上升了 1.46 度。
So in the past 142 years, that the total degrees gone up has 1.46 degrees Celsius.
你哪天出大太阳的时候，你出去外面，你眼睛就看着那个太阳。
So when you see that it's very sunny outside, you go out and have a look at the sun.
看到最后，你会发现你的眼睛看到的是什么东西。
If you keep looking at the sun, in the end, you'll realize what happens.
你可以实验看看，你看到是一片黑色的东西。
That you can experience this, that all you can see at the end is a blackness.
那
这个在物理学上哈啊，这个物理学的专家哈，这个叫太阳黑子哈，就是太阳的热粒子，它大量释放，刺激到我们的眼睛。本来太阳是好像是淡黄色或者是会偏红啊，那到最后你看到最后产生的互补光，因为光热大量释放嘛，所以你看到这个太阳会变成黑色的。
So in physics, this can be explained, and it tells us, you know, that the radiations and the heat from the sun, if you keep staring at it for long enough, that it becomes a black image.
那我们这个月亮，它是白天吸收太阳释放的热能。
And the moon, and during the day, it absorbs the heat from the sun.
那如果是正常的释放，当然晚上，尤其中秋节，我们看到这个月亮就很漂亮，我们叫皎洁的月光啊，柔柔的，看起来诗情画意，可以谈恋爱的一个晚上。
Under normal circumstances, we can see that at night time, then we can see the heat being radiated from the moon. It's very beautiful.
但是因为我们整个太阳行星，所以太阳行星系对地球产生大量的引力之后，太阳黑子大量释放，热度增加，那月亮吸收饱和，晚上反映出来的就好像要滴血的那样子的感觉，要变红了。
But because of the increasing heat, and so the moon is taking the point that it cannot take on any more heat, and so at night time when you see it, it becomes blood red.
所以我们会发现哈，我们最近我们这一颗地球真的太不平静了。
So we can see that recently on Earth there are lots of things happening.
暴雨哈，不下雨的地方现在变成暴雨。
Now the places who previously did not rain at a storm right now.
不会干旱的地方现在全然干旱，整个温度产生巨大的变化，气候温度产生巨大的变化。
And places there previously no drought experiencing drought today.
台风海啸洪水。
Typhoon, tsunami, and floods.
那因为你可以看到，因为温度升高，所以南极、北极，我们的这些冰层都在融化当中。
And because of global warming, that we know that the ice in Antarctica and then the North Pole that they are melting.
所以我们这些生态啦，北极熊啦，冷带的这些动物它没有生存的条件，一直在死亡。
So the creatures that live in these cold places, they have nowhere to live and they started to die off.
那生态产生的变化，海水不断的膨胀，所以我们居住的这个陆地就越来越缩减，越来越少。
Now the ice melts and the water rises, which means that the land we live on starts to diminish in size.
有可能到了2060年奥克兰土地消失一半。
So there's a possibility.
因为海水一直在涨。
That in 2060, that perhaps half of Auckland will be gone.
那我们专家是预测哈，2060年整个地球温度上升到两度，太多陆地会消失了。
Now the scientists predict that in by 2060, that because of the global warming, that many of the lands will be gone.
所以我们要晓得哈，世界末日近了啦，好像彼得前书四章七节，耶稣告诉我们的。
Now we need to
know. 万物的结局近了啦。
So we need to know that the end of all things it is near.
我们发现第六印正在展开，而且正在积极的接近到一个快要完成的阶段。
Now we know that the sixth seal it is currently being opened and it is towards completion.
当然，我要说，如果美国 NASA 太空中心的这个天文中心它预估2060年有准确性的话那在24年我们的地球会产生非常剧烈的结构变化。
So if the prediction from the NASA scientists were true that this will happen in 2060, that means in 26 years time, great things will happen.
那在这样子的一个时刻我们的神告诉我们三件事非常重要。
So at this point in time, God tells us that they have three very important things.
那么第一个叫做请大家要谨慎戍守。
So firstly, we need to be vigilant and watchful.
那什么叫做谨慎戍守呢？
Well, what does this mean?
我去看一下它原文的解释。
So I had a look into the original text.
他说，头脑清楚健全。
That is to say that we need to be very clear in the mind.
有理智的自我节制。
And we need to be very logical and we need to have self-control.
要免除我们灵性上的罪疚。
And we need to get rid of the sins and spirit.
那么就是在我们的信仰上，在我们的心灵上，我们的神他提醒我们。
That is in our faith and in spirits, God is reminding us.
拜托啊，大家头脑清醒一点好不好？
Please have a clear mind when wake up.
啊，拜托啊，大家要非常有节制的自我节制啊。
Please, you need to be vigilant.
啊，你不要心灵醉酒啦。
Do not be drunk in spirit.
好，那当我查考到这边的时候，我也不大清楚了。奇怪，我们的神到底你是要讲什么？
Now, when I was looking at this, I wasn't really sure what is God trying to tell us.
那么突然之间就有一句叫谨慎自守。那我是要注意什么？我的灵性怎么样不醉酒？
Suddenly, God tells us to be watchful and vigilant. So what am I supposed to do?
那么这里没有告诉我们方向。
Now, the Bible doesn't really tell us clearly.
但是请大家看路加福音12章15节。
But we can look at Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
我们这本圣经它的互补性很强。
Now we can see that the Bible, they complement each other.
虽然在彼得前书、啊、我们的神就很简单、啊、提醒说谨慎自守。
Now even though in 1 Peter, God just tells us simply to be watchful and vigilant.
但是我们的耶稣早在路加福音12章的15节，他就告诉我们要谨慎自守的方向到底在哪里。
But Jesus already told us in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, the direction.
那是有人来请耶稣帮他们分财产，兄弟嘛。
Brothers came to Jesus to ask him to help him divide their inheritance.
就是亲兄弟要明算账啊，是不是？大家都不愿意吃亏啊。
Now because the brothers they want to be fair.
那这个时候耶稣在十五节就说请你们谨慎自守，再来呢，免去一切的贪心。
Now, verse 15, Jesus tells us, I mean, to take heed and beware of covetousness.
所以这个谨慎自守，它是讲在物质的需求上，我们要免去贪心。
So here it tells us that in terms of material things, we need to be vigilant and not be greedy.
那我要从一个角度来解释这个观念。
So I will explain this from one certain perspective.
我们再回到启示录第七章。
If we turn back to Revelation chapter 7,
因为第六章、啊、我们的神打开第六印、哦、那么讲了一个、啊、这个地球温度上升两度的一个、啊啊、这个什么一个知识性的一个、啊、一个概况的一个文字的描述之后。
Now because after the sixth seal, it told us about global warming.
那么从第七章我们的神就讲到将来能够进入神国度的、哦、那么十四万四千人。
Now in chapter 7 onwards, then God tells us and those who will be saved. Okay,
我们从第四节、哦、我讲重要的 相关的部分、哦、我们从第四节来看起、哦 好，第四节你看、哦、一开始老约翰他说什么，他说我听见。
Now Elder John in the beginning of verse 4 tells us that I have heard.
我们的神告诉他、哦、那么将来得救能够进入神国度的是以色列的十二个支派。
Now God tells him that in the future, those who are able to be saved, they are the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么每一个支派配得救的人是一万两千人、哦、就是十二千。
Now, those from each tribe, 12,000 will be saved.
所以12个支派，然后有12,000，每个支派有12,000，刚好是144,000人。
So there are 12 tribes, and each tribe, 12,000 people will be saved, so a total of 144,000.
那么你对照到启示录14章1节到5节。
So we turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5.
他讲这个144,000人，这些得救的，他们有一些属灵的特殊。
So it talks about the natures that these 144,000 people have.
那我这次没有讲到这边啦，哈。
Now I will not go into this time.
到第七章，哈。你看一看、哦、这十二个支派、哦、因为以色列人他们是以七为一个完全数的、哦、
Now we know that seven is a perfect number.
因为我们的神用七天的时间七个时期创造天地万物，所以七对以色列来讲是完全数。
So we know that God created the world in seven days, and so a seven is a perfect number.
但是比七更完全的数字是十二。
But what is more perfect than the number 7 is 12, is number 12.
因为这个跟得救相关。
Because it's closely related to salvation.
以色列十二个支派。
The 12 tribes of Israel.
十二个支派有十二千人，每个支派有十二千人可以得救。
And each tribe, there are 12,000 people that can be saved.
所以以色列人他们在他们的数字观念里面，十二是完全当中的一个更完全的数字。
So, the number 12 is more perfect than perfect.
那你会发现齁、哦这十二个支派哈，它是一个属灵的得救的支派。
Now we will see that all these 12 tribes, they are saved spiritually.
那么跟属世的得到分配到土地的这些属世的十二个支派不大一样。
Now they are a bit different from the 12 tribes on earth, in which they were given land.
在旧约的时代，我们的神他特别拣选利未支派进入他的圣殿，帮助祭司做服事的工作。
Now in the Old Testament, we know that God had chosen the tribe of Levi to be priests.
所以以色列百姓后来在约书亚的带领当中，他们进入迦南地，利未支派。
So then after Joshua had led the Israelites into the land of Canaan, we know that the Levites, they were not distributed land.
剩下11个支派,怎么办?
So what happened to the 11 remaining tribes?
好,如果我们看创世纪48章的经文,
if we look at Genesis chapter
48, 我们电脑做一下就好。创世纪48章从14节到16节以下的经文。
From verse 14 to verse 16.
好,当时以色列就是雅各，他到了埃及之后，他看到约瑟生了两个儿子。
Now we know that when Jacob went to Egypt and saw that Joseph has two sons.
老大叫马拿西，老二叫以法莲。
And it's Manasseh and Ephraim.
所以他就把这两个孙子了领到他的面前。
So he took the two grandsons to him.
他要为这两个孙子按手祝福。
Now he wanted to bless these two sons.
那以色列人是以右为尊的啦。
Now,
右边才是尊贵的啦。
Now, for the Israelites, the right side is the one that is more precious.
你看圣经每次记载就讲说，耶稣基督他怎么样？他是在神的右边，没有记载在神的左边啊，因为以右为尊啊。
So we know that in the Bible, it's always recorded that Jesus sit on the right hand side of God because the right hand side is deemed to be the more precious side.
那要祝福的时候，应该是右手对着马拿西。
So when Israel was blessing them, for the right hand was stretching against Manasseh.
左手对着以法莲，因为以法莲是第二个。
And the left hand was laid on Ephraim, for he was the younger one.
可是这个当阿公的啊，当祖父的祝福的时候，他是这样啊，他这样祝福。两手交叉很奇怪，
but in actual fact when he was actually doing these blessings he has crossed his arms
，所以立以法莲为长子啦。
So he had placed Ephraim as the elders.
所以这个约瑟看到就跟他爸爸讲说爸爸错错错错手换回来。
So when Joseph saw this he said to his dad that dad what are you doing you're doing it wrong
，但是你接着往下看，你可以看到，这个约瑟说，我知道了，我知道了，我这样没有错了，这是神的意思啊。
But we know that we continue on, we can see that Israel knew what he was doing, and he knew that this was the will of God.
所以在创世纪48章的16节。
So from Genesis chapter 48 verse 16.
把这两个孙子位阶提升，变成是他的孩子，是他的儿子，列入在他的儿子当中。
So the status of these two grandsons has been elevated to become like his sons.
所以后来以色列百姓他们进入迦南地的时候，利未支派还有约瑟支派没有分配土地。
And so we know that when they entered into the land of Canaan, then the Levites and the tribes from the Joseph, they did not
get any land. 那分配到土地的呢，就是以法莲跟马拿西补进来的。
And so Ephraim and Manasseh, instead, they took the place and they received land on their behalf.
所以如果你看这个迦南地的地图，你可以看到马拿西、以法莲都耶稣亚都有分配给他们土地。
So we can see that Joshua had distributed land to both Ephraim and Manasseh.
但是大家要有一个观念，就是说这个是实际分配到土地的属肉的。以色列十二支派。
But we need to have this concept that these are the physical tribes that have received land.
那得救的属灵的十二个支派，好，我们现在来看一下。
But what are the 12 tribes who are saved spiritually?
好，你看启示录第七章。
We turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
好，启示录第七章的这个第七节。
Verse 7.
好，你看中间，说利未支派赫然列在其中。
It also listed as tribe of Levi.
然后第八节第二个说约瑟支派又列在其中。
And in verse 8, it talks about the tribe of Joseph.
那没有分配土地的两个支派现在都列入在得救的支派里面了，还是十二个支派啊。
So even though these two tribes, they did not receive any land, but here it has been recorded.
那是不是有两个属肉的支派被神怎么样抛弃掉？神说你没有资格得救，你不能进入属灵得救的行列里面。
So does that mean there are two physical tribes that previously received land that they are not being saved in spirit?
那到底是哪两个支派呢？
So which two tribes are these?
一个是但，但数的但。What
is the tribe of Dan?
那么一个叫做以法莲支派
and the tribe of Ephraim.
所以我们要来看一看这两个支派当中的以法莲支派是什么原因被神抛弃掉。
So let us look into why are these two tribes being forsaken by God.
我们请看何西阿书十三章。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西阿书十三章请看第一节。
Hosea chapter 13.
但这个支派我这次就不谈了哈。
So I will not talk about the tribe of Dan today, but we will talk about.
因为以法莲支派跟我们的讲道的主题信息是相关的。
Now because it's most closely related to what we're going to talk about today.
何西阿书十三章第一节。
Hosea chapter 13 verse 1.
从前以法莲说话，人都站敬，他在以色列中居处高位，但他在侍奉巴利的树上犯罪。就死了。我们的神直接宣判以法莲支派除名。
So here we can see that God had exiled the tribe of Ephraim.
雅各是立以法莲在马拿西之上哦。
Now Jacob regarded Ephraim was better than Manasseh.
所以你看这个何西阿书你要看到常常看到两个支派会出现，就是南朝代表南朝的犹大支派。
Now we know that here talks about Judah, which is the southern Israel.
那代表北朝的你看这个十二章一开始前面那个黑色的字体，这个要中文圣经大概才会标示的他讲说斥责以法莲犹大。这个是中文圣经才会看到。
And it's also the tribe of Judah.
那个黑色的标题因为用犹大代表南朝的犹大国，那北朝呢？北朝就是用以法莲这个支派当成代表。
So Judah represents the southern kingdom, and Ephraim represents the northern kingdom.
所以你看到何西阿书有时候讲以色列，有时候一直讲以法莲，以法莲一天到晚一直骂以法莲，其实还是在讲北朝的以色列国，因为他是代表。
Now, so that we know that in the book of Hosea, sometimes talks about Israel, sometimes it talks about Ephraim. Now we know that Ephraim represents the northern kingdom.
那你自己去看啦，你可以看到很多以法莲，那其实就是讲北朝的以色列国啦。
So every time it mentions Ephraim, talks about the northern kingdom of Israel.
那我们的神说，以法莲这个支派是拜偶像的支派。
Now, God says that the tribal Ephraim, they worship idols.
所以在拜偶像这件事上，我们的神最痛恨的祭拜偶像这件事上，他犯了罪，所以我们的神就透过先知宣判说：“死了，不要你了。”
Because they have sinned in this matter, so through the prophets, God has said that they have died.
那也许今天我们会怎么样？会觉得说：“哦，还好我不属以法莲支派，因为我没有拜偶像。”
So perhaps
我就敬拜独一真神。
Perhaps today that we are glad that we do not belong to the tribe of Ephraim because we do not worship idols, instead we only worship the one true God.
我们要了解拜偶像在新约的时代，我们的神怎么去界定它。
Trying to understand what does it mean to worship idols in the New Testament.
我们来看以弗所书第五章第五节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
以弗所书第五章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
那这段经文后半段提到说有贪心的就跟拜偶像的一样。
Now the second half of this verse tells us that someone who is covetous is likened to one who is an idolater.
上半节提到说有贪心的在基督和神的国里面都是无份的，就是他不会得救的啦。
And also says that such people they will not be saved.
那么这个贪心的罪跟拜偶像的罪，在新约的圣经，我们的神把它说同等并列。
So we can see someone who is greedy is the same as someone who worship idols.
然后在哥罗西书三章的第五节
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 5,
我们的神再度重申贪婪的罪跟拜偶像的罪是一样的。
Now God again tells us that those who has evil desires, covetous, it is the same as who worship idols.
那为什么贪心的罪会跟拜偶像的罪一样呢？
So why is it that they are the same level?
因为贪婪啊，会让人远离神。
Because greed will cause one to depart from God.
因为你追求的是独一真神得救的全人之外的东西。
Because you're
你贪了。
You're pursuing something other than from God.
不管是人啦，或者事啦，或者物啦，你看的比得救的本源更重要。
Whether it is the physical material things, but you place these more important than God.
所以在不知不觉当中，你就变成他的奴隶哦。
That is why unknowingly you become slaves and slave to these things.
那我就去看哈。既然神要我们谨慎自守
So since God wants us to be watchful and vigilant
他告诉我们神告诉我们免去一切的贪心
And God tells us to get rid of greed
那这个贪到底它是什么意思呢能不能够有一些比较周全的这个定义
So what is the definition of coveting
小弟查到的有关于贪的解释是这样子
So the definition that I found is this
他说它是一种内心不可控制的欲望
so
与生俱来的
It is a desire from inside that you cannot control
它会让你的手伸展出去去抓一个不属于你自己的东西
It will cause your hand to reach out to something that does not belong to you
那如果我们以贪财这个角度来讲
So if we look at the example of greed for money,
我觉得吃是很正常的一件事了哈。
Now I think that eating is a very normal thing.
钱财对我们来讲也是很正常的一件事。
And having
没有钱财，我们没有办法过日子的。
And having money is normal because without money we cannot live our lives.
但是如果在这一些前面加一个贪，我贪吃的，我贪财的，我贪色的，我贪名的，全部都是意思，这味道全部都变了。
But if we add the word greed before this, then everything changes.
那这个贪就是说，它是内心里面一个你没有办法去控制的一种欲望、情欲。
So this greed is this desire from inside that you cannot control.
当你这个贪的欲望一产生的时候，你会不由自主的把手伸出去 touch 某件东西。
And when you have this greed, then unknowingly and unconsciously, you will reach out your hand and touch this thing.
这个东西是不属于你的。
And this thing does not belong to you.
你会堕入在这一个漩涡被控制，你会拔不出来。
Now you fell into this deep pit that you cannot get out of.
那么，我用耶稣十二使徒当中的犹大来跟大家做分享。
Now I'll use the example of Judas from the 12 disciples of God.
你知道耶稣曾经在十二使徒当中责备两个使徒说你是魔鬼。
Now Jesus has rebuked two of his disciples to say that you are the devil.
两个使徒曾经被神指责说你现在是魔鬼。
So there are two disciples that have been rebuked by Jesus to say that you are the devil.
一个是彼得。
One is Peter.
那么我不讲背景是在马太福音十六章的这个二十三节。
Which is recorded in Matthew chapter 16.
因为彼得他没有体贴神的意思就体贴人的意思。
Because he did not understand the will of God and he inclined to the will of man.
所以主耶稣看到彼得他就骂说撒旦退我后面去你现在是撒旦。
So, when Jesus saw Peter, he said, Satan, depart from me.
那么另外一个呢另外一个就是犹大。
Now the other person was Judas.
我们的根据是在约翰福音六章七十节。
So John chapter 6 verse 70.
这段经文主耶稣说哎呀你们当中有一个是魔鬼哦。
Now Jesus says that one of you is the devil.
因为他要把耶稣出卖掉因为钱财的缘故。
Because he was going to betray Jesus for money.
那我去看什么叫做你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
So what does it mean that one of you is the devil?
那么他的意思就是说你们中间有一个现在是魔鬼的工具。
So what he meant is that one of you becomes the tool for the devil.
他具备有魔鬼的性情。
and that you have the nature of a devil.
他现在内心变成是魔鬼侵占控制的一个居住的场所。
And your heart yet been controlled by the devil, and the devil lives in you.
魔鬼为了要利用犹大把耶稣卖掉，其实犹大只是一个工具。
Now, in order for the devil to use Judas to betray Jesus.
啊，但是呢，但是魔鬼入侵到犹大的内心世界里面，我觉得这个是很恐怖的一件事啊！哈。
We know that Judas was only a tool for the devil to enter into his heart.
我们的根据哈是约翰福音十三章二十七节。
So we can see John chapter 13 verse 27.
当耶稣拿了一块饼给犹大吃了之后。
That when Jesus broke a piece of bread and gave it to Judas,
圣经记载说，魔鬼就进入到他的内心世界里面。
The Bible records that Satan entered him.
那约翰福音十三章的第二节
，John chapter 13 verse 2。
你看这个魔鬼，他在人的内心动工，把卖耶稣这样子的一种思想植入到他的内心世界，中枢系统的控制思想的中枢系统里面。
Now we know that the devil had already planted the seed into the heart of Judas.
所以当一个人那个贪的欲望产生犹大就是贪爱钱财嘛，不属于我的东西我就是要嘛。
So when one person has this greed, just like Judas, greed for money.
所以我们还可以看那个电脑座位就好在约翰福音的十二章十二章的四节到六节
We know that in John chapter 12 verse 4 to 6.
你看玛利亚拿着一瓶珍贵的真拿达香膏在抹耶稣的时候
Now we know that when Mary took a fragrance and anointed Jesus' feet.
那犹大讲话了
And Judas said,
犹大讲话了
Jesus said, in verse 5.
可以卖三十两银子周济穷人啊
That this fragrance can be sold.
表面话好听话敬虔的话
For 300 denarii and be given to the poor.
可是事实上他的内心世界呢
It seems that it is true, but what is he thinking?
第六节我们就可以看到
Verse 6 tells us
贪嘛，他常常取钱袋当中的钱财嘛。
Because he often stole money from the money box.
不属于自己的东西，当我们对它产生一种觊觎的心态的时候
So when we want something that does not belong to us,
那就会形成我们内心世界很容易被魔鬼入侵去做工。
Then these foothold for the devil to enter into us.
我在台湾看过，我们在台湾早期有一个这个电视的节目可能老一辈的还有印象，叫《五灯奖》
Now in Taiwan, there was a TV show which is the
就是什么？就是两个人竞争嘛从一度一关到一度五关如果你都把对手打败了，你现在打败五个人升到二度。然后再打败五个人，二度五关，升到三度，升到五度五关，可以拿多少奖金？台币10万块钱了哈。
So it is a show where they compete against each other, and when you win, you go up a level, and at the end, you're able to receive a great sum of money.
10万块钱大概是我们这边的5000块。
So about 5,000 New Zealand dollars.
那当然，这个是好几十年以前的哈。
Now, but this is decades ago.
那眼看有一个漂亮的小姐过关斩将达到了五度四关。
Now there was one lady, she reached almost to the end, just one step from the end.
最后一关她把对手打败就五度五关，那5000块纽币就到手了。
If she was going to win the last part, then she would have won this money.
没有想到败了。五度五关的时候她败了。
So at the last level, she lost.
一毛钱的奖金都拿不到。
So she was not able to receive any penny.
我们坐在电视机前面看包括现场的观众都怎么样啊
？Now everyone who was watching the show,
突然之间力量都消失掉了。
We saw that this is very
可惜呀，怎么会这样呢
？That this is so pitiful. Just one more step.
那主持人就去问这一位这个小姐说：“请问你现在心情怎么样
？”Now they asked her, "How do you feel?"
这个小姐很潇洒没怎么样啊。
She said, "That's okay."
反正我是空手来呀、我现在在空手回去很正常啊。
I came empty-handed, so I leave empty-handed.
我觉得这种心胸就不简单了
Now I felt that it's very hard for her to have this mindset at this point in time.
那看到她这种表现我想到保罗曾经在提摩太前书留下的一些值得我们思考的一些经文。
But she reminds me of something that Paul has said. In 1 Timothy chapter 6,
他说, 其实我们一个人的生活是敬虔加上知足了，这个是最好的了。
He said that godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们也没带什么东西来到这个世界, 当然我们有衣有食，那就好的了嘛。
Now we brought nothing into the world, and as long as we are able to have food and clothing, then that we should be content.
那讲到第九节，第十节，verse 9-10,
it tells us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
钱财不是不需要。
Now it is not that we don't need money.
但是加上贪，那就有问题。
But money is greed is problematic.
你会把本来不应该属于我们的，我们可以很潇洒的，我空手来空手去，那么这样的心态哦，放掉，我就是想办法。 要把它据为己有，跟犹大一样。
Because when you have greed, then you use all means to obtain what you want, just like Judas.
好，这是贪的第一个意义，我才讲第一个意义。
So this is the first meaning behind greed.
这个是内心里面一种没有办法控制的本性当中的欲望。
Now this is a desire that comes from the inside, which we cannot control.
所以我们到那个吃到饱的餐厅，其实也是贪啦，哈。
Now when we go to a buffet, actually we are also greedy because we can eat everything we want for $100.
我们有人说感谢主七分饱我就好了，没有啦，要吃到两百块啊。
Now if anyone only go there and eat half only half full,
吃一餐饱三餐啊，裤袋换三格啊。
Of course not. You go there to eat all you can, and you might one meal equals three meals.
这个都是用贪的角度，我们贪的角度，他做生意发财嘛。
So this is from the perspective of being greedy.
好，所以贪是一种内心没有办法控制的本性里面当中的一种私欲。
Now this is a nature that we have, and often that is when this goes out of control becomes greed.
那我们的神告诉我们说，拜托。 请我的百姓要头脑清楚。
But God tells us that we should be clear in our mind.
要有理智的自我节制。
That we should be logical, we have self-control and be vigilant.
你不要落入在灵性当中的醉酒，就叫谨慎自守。
Do not fall into the drunkenness in our spirits.
后来在查考的时候，我讲第二个贪的角度，我真的吓了一大跳。
Now, when I further examine to this, there is a second explanation for the word greedy.
第二个角度叫什么？ 叫舍不得放弃。
Now the second meaning is that we feel that we're reluctant to let go.
很简单，两个字，吝啬。吝啬。
Stingy. That's being stingy.
我舍不得放弃。
Because when
他第二个消极性的解释是，我已经抓到手的，我舍不得放弃啊。
Because we have already grasped onto this, we're unwilling to let it go.
那圣经当中最明显的是什么例子呢？
So what is the greatest example?
我讲路加福音16章19节那个财主跟拉撒路那个财主。
So in Luke talks about the rich man and Lazarus.
拉撒路是天天在他家桌子底下。
Now the Lazarus is under the table, under his table every day.
电脑做一下，箴言3章27节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27.
箴言3章27节28节, 我们的神说，行善啊，行善第一个要够能力啊。
So it tells us that we need to have the ability to be able to do good.
那第二个要有机会啊。
Then also we also need the opportunity.
那你看这个财主够不够能力，这个财主有没有机会，都有啊。
Does this rich man have the ability and also have the opportunity? Of course he did.
但是他就是吝啬。
But he was stingy.
我舍不得握在我手中的，我现在舍不得放出去。
He had everything and he did not want to share with anyone.
所以我们可以从圣经的记载了解他最后还是到阴间地狱去报道。
So we can see that and the Bible records that in the end that he went into Hades.
所以我们在一个末世的世代，我们大概想的都是积极性的，我要拥有更多，拥有更多。其实他消极性的是什么？是吝啬。
Now, in the end days, we will keep thinking that we're greedy after things, but in actual fact, not being able to let go of what we have is also
a problem.
So, of course, we should not greed and covetous.
那当然，以消极性的来讲，我们不要塞住灵敏的心。我能够放出去的，我舍不得放出去，这也是贪。
But passively, we should not be unwilling to let go of what we have. We should have mercy on others.
求主耶稣保守我们，让我们能够看淡物质当中的一切。哦，物欲不要太强，末日到了。
May God help us so that we do not place too much emphasis on the material things of this world because the end time is near.
一起来唱诗221首。
That's right, and sing hymn 221.